Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mr. Evans?
It is, yeah.
Can I speak to your son, please? It's a sporting director of Ashford City.
He's at school at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yeah, you can. Can you let him know that the academy's been shut down and he's subsequently had his contract terminated? Hello? Mr. Evans?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Did you get that? Do you need to note it down? Do you want me to repeat it?
We record your message. He has at any time.
Hello there, this is Colin Walsh of Ashwood City Football Club. Just leaving a message for Master Caden Willis to let you know we've decided to cancel his contract and demolish the youth academy. Hope you're well, lots of love.
And yeah, that's that really.
What, I'm out of the youth squad? Like.
Yep.
Am I in the first team?
No, absolutely not.
So we'll discontinue your development here, young man, but we've arranged a move for you. You'll be joining a different squad in a lovely little European coastal town.
Oh my God, where?
Portsmouth. Hello?
Say, so get rid of my little boy, is it? Over the bloody phone.
This is social distancing, pal. I'm obeying the guidelines. I'm not a fucking monster.
Charlton. You'll be signed by Charlton. Mohammed? You still there, buddy?
And that was largely a way of life in Western Europe until the formation.
Sorry
of...
to interrupt this lovely online geography lesson.
This is history. How did you access this Zoom call? Who is this?
Never you mind. Look, there's a few guys in here that have a contract with Ashford City Football Club, is that right? Joe, Cameron and wee Sam. Listen, guys, we've loved having you at the club, but unfortunately, we've had to make cutbacks and you are those cutbacks. I know you've wanted all those hard days and nights on the training field to pay metaphorical dividends, but that ain't happening, all right? Because we've got actual dividends to pay to our shareholders, so, yep. All the best, lads, and seeing as this is a history lesson, a good rule of thumb I use in regards to history, everyone up until about the mid-90s was most likely a cunt. Cheers.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of The Offensive.
We'll be right back. Patrick. Thanks for jumping on this call. We just have a few things that we need to go through. Hope you don't mind, but listening in, we got Linda and Davey, Mo. We got Amanda and Raul and Huey from Legal. We got Jack and Craig and Tom on the call from the independent accounting agency we have here. Who else we got here? We got Ashley, our finance director. We got Dan and Ben, you know those guys. And we have Marcia.
Anyone else?
Oh, we have our independent legal counsel. That's about 15 or 16 guys. Hey, guys.
Great.
So, Patrick, yeah, we received the Q3 reports, and, yeah, it's as bad as, well, forecasted. Remind me again, this, I'm looking at here, the season ticket sales, they look good, right?
Yeah.
So how exactly is that, possible, given the stadium is empty, is that right?
Well, we still charge them.
Excuse me?
We charge the fans for the season ticket regardless.
Are you allowed to, you allowed to do that?
Oh, yeah. We're all doing it.
Okay, that's great. That's really great. But, so match day revenue for March, we're down.
About 22.5 million.
That's pounds, right?
That's right.
Okay, that's bad.
Yep.
Is this the same for all EPL clubs?
Yeah, we're all up this particular creek. And, yeah, the paddle has gone missing.
Shit Creek? Patrick, is that Shit Creek?
Yes, Shit Creek.
Right, okay. A point we need to clarify is what has happened to the Ashbury Park facility?
Well, as you know, we've been looking at streamlining playing staff costs, so naturally we kept the purse strings tight during the window, and we were able to offset the wage of Christian Akufo by loaning him out. But another overhead was the Youth Academy.
Forgive me, Patrick, to interrupt. The Youth Academy is generating homegrown talent, is that right?
Right, yes. So in the US, you obviously have the college system. We sort of have our own farm where we grow the players from a young age, and then when they're ripe
you play them in the first team
or sell them. I mean, ideally sell them, because to be honest the success rate is very low, and if they don't get a cap by the time they're 25 they're basically a wasted investment.
Okay, so that has been removed.
The youth academy has been destroyed, yes, and players released, so those overheads in the coaching, upkeep and maintenance will be gone for the next quarter.
That's great. That's really great. So can we asset strip the plot of land?
Well, I own that land.
Okay.
And in conjunction with a developer, I'm building on it.
Building what? A new training facility?
No.
So what are you building, Patrick?
Houses.
Pardon me?
Houses and apartments.
Patrick, will the club be seeing any of the revenue from this development, or...?
You, problem outside.
Ah, my director of communications is here, so, look, she'll be able to communicate the sort of communicative situation for the community I'm building. Bye.
Patrick. Hello?
He's just nipped out.
Nipped? He nipped?
Yeah, nipped. Like, nipple.
Hiya, pal, how you doing? Just get...
What is it?
What's wrong?
The problem. There's a problem outside.
Well, I don't know. I'm inside.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Fuck me.
Oh, hello. Going down?
Actually, I think we'll stay up this season, Theo.
What are you doing?
I'm using the lift.
You're not really allowed more than one person in a lift, given the current circumstances.
Well, out you get, then.
Patrick!
What's going on?
This is Steve. He's from the Premier League.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What do you want?
Oh, right. We're just investigating a report from Manchester City regarding matchday 4, if you remember.
They beat us 5-0. What kind of report did they submit? What, am I being fined now for shit defending?
No, it's nothing like that. They're just... Look, the club are suggesting that you're not observing the correct COVID-19 safety measures. That's Manchester City.
What?
On here, look. just stating that the away team facilities aren't compliant.
What away team facilities? They had the away dressing room like every team gets. Fucking spoiled bastards, honestly. I've seen that documentary, you know, where Pep dances all over the dressing room, just because ours is smaller.
Mr. Nolan, you shouldn't even be using your away dressing room.
What?
You should have a separate facility entirely for the away team.
Says who?
With the Premier League.
Yeah, but who is actually abiding by this?
Well, gathering from this conversation, 19 Premier League clubs.
Fuck's sake.
Mr. Nolan, you need to get a temporary facility up in time for your home game this weekend.
Ugh, well, where am I going to put it?
Most clubs just use their car parks.
Well, if you think that I am going to comply with these quite frankly disgraceful measures, then you have got another thing coming, Steve.
What the fuck is that?
It's an away team dressing room.
It looks like one of those cheap comprehensive school outbuildings, you know, where somebody got fingered or beaten up. And that's just the teacher.
It is one of those cheap comprehensive school outbuildings.
Oh, right.
This whole thing is a fucking farce.
You know Bielsa's gonna hate that thing.
Oh, boo fucking who? Like I really care what Bielsa thinks.
Ah, come on. Everyone cares what Bielsa thinks, pal.
I don't, mate. What, a fat bloke from Argentina that sits on a potty?
Think you'll find it's an ergonomically designed poof.
God, did the Rainbow Laces campaign mean nothing to you?
No, a poof, as in what you put your feet on.
You know why he sits down, right? Because the second he stands up, every football hipster cunt climbs up his arse, the poor bloke.
This away dressing room situation's really pissed you off, hasn't it?
Yes.
All right. How much did it cost?
About 100 grand.
Fuck me.
Patrick, what the fuck is this?
Did you put it in a parking space?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Don't fucking laugh, you children.
Great composure. Great composure. And the great composure will see you now.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. From just $5 a month, you'll gain access to exclusive behind-the-scenes content, plus regular features such as Captain's Blog, merchandise discounts, and exclusive Domestic Cup episodes. Help support the show and get your membership today at patreon.com/Ashwood City.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym
for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Ashford City are in the top four as it stands, Jack.
Yeah, I can read.
So, what's the problem?
The problem is continuity.
Right.
Right? You know, you say, right, you know what constitution means, though, don't you?
That's, you've said two different words there.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I said continuation.
No, right, now, that's three words. First of all, you said continuity.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at, But you don't know what it means, is what I'm saying.
No, I do know what it means. It means a consistent order of things, unlike what you just did by changing the word continuity.
It means continuous.
No, it means what I just said it means.
So why hasn't Matt Janssen got the managerial job, right? That's continuity.
Oh, God.
Put him in that job, give him a massive contract, and this place will finally seem secure.
Well, do you think Man United thought the same thing before giving Solskjaer the job?
I don't care. I do not care about United one bit. Matt Janssen saved us from relegation, right? And now, at this rate, he's going to get us into Europe again. Give him the job. That's what I'm saying.
OK, Jack, let's get back on track here. How do you think you'll fare today against Leeds United?
This is the other thing. Tactical knowledge. The only person that has more tactical knowledge than Bielsa, I read this somewhere, right? The only person who has more tactical knowledge than Bielsa is Matt Janssen.
Okay, where did you read that, Jack?
You know the toilets in West Ashwood Park?
The public ones?
Yep. Go in the men's, right? And the fourth cubicle on the right-hand side, on that door, it says it.
Okay, right, thanks, Jack.
Do not go in a third cubicle along. Believe you me, do not go in there.
That's Jack there, an Ashwood City fan. Don't forget, folks, 5:30 p.m. Ashwood City take on Leeds United in their first league meeting since 2000.
Park and Leeds United 2-0 up here and cruising as we reach the 35-minute mark. Look at that from Robin Koch, and now he finds Pablo Hernandez.
Cool as you like, Peter. Ashford are trying to do a bit of a Leeds United right now with this high press, trying to get at him, right? Trying to force an error, but Leeds United are so comfortable on the ball. They are just exploiting these little pockets of space that Ashford City are leaving behind.
Bielsa there, probably covering just as much ground as the Ashwood City forward line. No wonder he needs that seat.
Absolutely, Peter. I played under Bielsa, you forget. And he is evangelical about energy. Well, he's evangelical about Catholicism anyway, so probably comes very naturally to him.
This is Ayling to Helder Costa. And the new signing here, Rodrigo, who fancies his chances, and what a strike that is. Leeds United 3, Ashwood City 0, and half-time is still 10 minutes away.
You cannot give a man like this space like that on the edge of the box. Adeyemi there, what's he doing? The only thing he's doing there is blocking Didier.
Oh, this is painful, physically painful.
Oh my God, I'm embarrassed. Is anyone else embarrassed?
Yep.
I've clenched my arse so hard I'm getting cramped.
Oh God, why won't they stop running? I mean, look at him, there, right? What's he running for? Where is he going?
That's Luke Ayling. Hey, Luke! Stop fucking running! The ball's out of play, for fuck's sake, and sort that ridiculous haircut out!
Did he just give you a thumbs up?
Hey, we're pals.
Oh, we know.
Oh, hey, a friend in Leeds is a friend indeed and all that.
Marco! Man on, you twat!
I tried to sign Luke a while back, actually.
Well, why didn't you?
I signed Kyle Walker instead.
What?
Hey, Kyle Walker. Much, much older and higher wages, of course, but that's kind of what I needed at the time, isn't it?
Woody, we don't own Kyle Walker.
I know we don't.
Then what the fuck are you talking about?
Football Manager.
Oh, Woody, just go away,
Jesus
mate.
Jesus Christ.
You should play it, pal, seriously.
Why would I want a virtual simulation of my worst fucking nightmare?
Yeah, perhaps I should play Cash Flow Forecast Simulator or fucking Virtual Problematic Interest Rates, Volume 4.
Pal, I'm not kidding. If those games actually existed, I'd be getting them for you every fucking Christmas.
Oh, can we just try and keep the fucking ball?
You're on Football Manager, you know.
What?
All the boardroom staff are. Even you, Jess.
Am I?
No. Just real staff.
Is there a graphic of me or something?
Nah, just like your name and personality and stuff, you know.
My personality?
What poor programmer had to design that?
Just like, you know, limited spending, fat cat kind of vibe.
Fat cat?
Fat cat.
You know, fat cat.
Oh, yeah, well, that explains it.
Like a fat cat.
A cat that's fat.
No, that's not what a fat cat is. Don't be stupid.
Oh, forgive me. What is it then?
It's like, you know, like a wine-swilling, posh, narrow-minded millionaire.
You are a fat cat.
I am not.
I'm not saying the game says you're a fat cat. I'm saying everyone says you're a fat cat, and they've just depicted it well, you know? Tight budget, no loyalty, harsh expectations, that kind of thing.
Harsh expectations?
Aye, like staying in the league and that.
Oh, so now that's harsh, is it?
With our squad? Fucking yes.
Oh, sorry my expectations are so fucking high. Sorry that I don't enjoy flirting with financial collapse. Sorry I get pissed off with being 3-0 down to Leeds at home.
4-0.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Patrick Bamford again.
That was a good goal.
Aye. Great day for Patrick.
Yeah, not for this Patrick. It isn't.
Oh, great composure.
Oh, great awareness to make the run in the first place.
Yeah, thank you for that analysis.
Lifted it over the keeper.
With such ease as well.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
Can you just shut the fuck up? Right? If I wanted to hear this kind of Leeds United arse licking, I'd have put on Sky Sports. Or BT Sport. Or BBC Sport. Or Twitter. Or literally any fucking sporting outlet.
Do you not like Leeds, Patrick?
Right?
No, I don't. And quite frankly, I'm old enough to remember when everyone hated these twats and the world was relatively normal.
Oh yeah? When was that?
2015-ish.
Patrick, would you ever consider signing Kepa?
Sorry?
Kepa, you know, at Chelsea. Would you have him?
Right, is this real Patrick or virtual Patrick?
Real one.
No.
I just feel sorry for him, you know? Lost soul, isn't he?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He refused to come off the pitch. Remember when that knackered Italian fellow with the old T-shirt and smoking habit was shouting at him?
Yeah, but he's got such a sorry-looking face, hasn't he?
Aye, he's sad.
He's a dick.
Jesus, no, he's just had a bad owner. I think we should adopt him.
Oh, please, Patrick, can we please?
God, what is this? Twattersea Dogs Home? We're not signing Kepa, for fuck's sake. We've got a world-class goalkeeper in Riviere.
Remind me of the score again.
Fuck off. It's not Riviere's fault, you know? It's just that they've got too much fucking energy.
Yeah, it's like watching a bunch of Energizer bunnies.
You mean Duracell?
Energizer had a bunny too.
Had, exactly. Had. He's dead now.
Look at that guy running there, for God's sake. It's like making me tired just watching him.
Oh, you and me both. Jesus, they fucking deserve a break at halftime, these lot.
What?
I said they deserve a break. They've outrun everybody. It's
Hold
just like...
that thought.
Where are you going?
Just gonna make a quick call.
If you could shag any one of the Duracell bunnies, who would it be?
Ugh, they're all the same, Woody. At least the Energizer bunny had some personality.
Oh, he's dead. You want to shag a dead bunny? Duracell bunnies are all different.
They're not. They don't have individual characters.
Well, not to you, maybe, but I watch a lot of daytime TV, and I happen to find some of them rather dashing.
Okay, if you could shag one Premier League footballer, who would it be?
Ruben Loftus-Cheek, next fucking stupid question.
That was quick.
Well, he's just gorgeous, isn't he? And he's in great shape. He also seems quite kind
as
well.
I was talking to Patrick.
Oh, right. Okay.
What are you talking about?
Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, God. Both of you.
Who did you call?
Nobody. It's just a quick thing I had to sort out.
What's that noise now?
It's probably Bielsa shouting in gibberish.
Spanish. It's called Spanish. That is such a fat cat thing to say.
You stop calling me a fat cat.
How bloody loud is that truck?
Hmm? Truck?
What? Well, we need the fans back, don't we? Listen to that. Sounds like someone reversing a fucking house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they say this is Bamford for the fourth, and it's just so easy for him to find that kind of space. And that finish there is emblematic of what we've seen from him all season, isn't it?
Of course,
well,
yeah.
So far, anyway. Yep, absolutely. Thanks for that, Craig. And let's just go to Steve, who has an update on a situation unfolding in the away dressing room. Steve?
Well, yeah, thanks, Margaret. I'd have to correct you there. Nothing is unfolding in the away dressing room as such, because, well, the visiting side haven't been able to locate it. The external structure was erected, of course, in light of COVID-19 measures, and for the past 7 or 8 minutes, Leeds players and coaching staff have literally been traipsing across the car park to locate their own dressing room. It is quite remarkable. I've never seen anything like this.
Goodness me. Well, I mean, it's a strange old season, isn't it? But you can't help but feel like it's just getting stranger and stranger by the match week. Well, of course, keep you up to date with all that action coming from Dartley Park. Thanks for that, Steve. Leeds United all dressed up and nowhere to go, by the looks of things.
Of course, it was a great performance against PSG, but then he wants free food for kids. So every clout, still no sign of Leeds United, as we've now been waiting for almost 4 minutes for the visitors to emerge from the tunnel.
You know, Bielsa has his ways. We know that. But even by his standards, this is absurd. They're 4-0 up. What on earth has he got to say to these lads that's taken up all this time?
God, where the fuck are these lot?
Relax, alright? It's been 4 minutes.
4 minutes? That's fucking 30% of their half-time allocation.
Oh, what's going on?
Probably still translating Bielsa's team talk. Am I right?
How's your Spanish these days, Patrick?
Oh, God, I'm bored.
Oh, was the 4-0 dicking entertaining you, was it?
A spy with my little A.
For God's sake, well, you might see a spy or two around here with that Argentine bell end.
Something beginning with F.
Fans.
Fans. Why would it be fan? The one fucking thing it can't possibly be this season, Jess, is fans. You know that.
First team.
No, and shite guess.
Follicles.
What?
Follicles, like hair follicles.
Hair follicles? What am I, a fucking nit? Oh, aye, me and my fucking head lice pals playing I Spy, watching Ashford v Leeds. Fucking hell.
Here they come.
I'll let the dicking commence.
We'll see.
Fangs?
Fangs? Fuck me, I'd put a stake through your heart for that if you had one. You're so fucking shite at this, just stop.
Fawning.
Fawning?
Yeah, fawning. We're all fawning over Leeds.
I'm not.
Aye, and that's not a tangible, like, real-life thing, is it? Fuck's sake.
Yeah, bright start.
Aye. Leeds shape is a bit iffy, isn't it?
Fabio Silva.
Sorry, what's that?
Fabio Silva.
The kid from Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me get this. You think that in a game of I Spy, taking place in a match between Ashford City and Leeds United, that the answer is a player from Wolves?
Yeah.
Obviously no.
Finish?
I can't just end it. Just
not you,
guess.
You bell end.
Oh, come on, Kyle.
Go on. Yeah.
Well done.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Oh, yeah, fucking well. Get in. We all hate Leeds scum. We all hate
fucking
Leeds
hell,
scum.
Patrick,
we all hate Leeds
last
scum.
4-1.
For now.
Save that is by Vivier. Such a difficult ball for Ashford City to deal with. You know, Bamford headers it right back to where it's come from. And the Frenchman has not only saves it, but he holds on to it. Oh, and what distribution that is.
Beautifully found Kyle Francis Clark on his left-hand side, who's got the better of Ayling. Gustavo steaming in on the overlap. And here is the Brazilian, clinical. Well, Matt Janssen has every right to cheer that one. That was quite a move from the home side. Gustavo grabbing the ball off Melier, and Ashwood City fancy this one, Billy.
4-2, Peter, and all of a sudden this game has got a little bit interesting. 15 minutes left, and those Leeds lads are looking a little bit tired. Here's that distribution from Vivier. Pinpoint to Kyle Francis-Clark. Then it's like, hey, Kyle, how's your touch? Perfect control. Drives forward, and we know there's not many in the league that can catch him when he hits the gas. Off he goes, bang.
Gustavo caught up.
Exactly, Peter, yeah. Look at that gut-busting run to get there and find that pocket the wrong side of Robin Koch. And Francis Clark just slots him in. And the rest is just a masterclass in finishing.
The momentum is with the Super Whites as the Lily Whites give away possession yet again. Long ball forward from Kelvin Reid. And Amadou has gone down under Stuart Dallas. And Stuart Atwell points to the spot.
Foolish staff from Dallas. Totally stupid. I tell you what, he'll wish this was a bad dream. Let me tell you. Why, oh why, would you go in on Amadou like that just after conceding?
Well, Amadou won the foul. And Amadou is going to be the one to take the penalty. Janssen looking on. I bet he didn't think he'd be in this position back at half-time, but here we are. And here is Willie Amadou, the Cameroonian. That's 4-3.
Cometh the hour, cometh the man. This is how I used to take pens, you forget. Smash it into the corner. Give the keeper no chance.
This fucking season, honestly.
Anything can happen, my friend.
Look at the state of you. You're fucking rocking back and forth, for fuck's sake. Will you calm down?
You'll see. Oh, you'll see. That's all about concentration. Right, you can run around all day like some toddler jacked up on sugar and CBeebies, but this is real football, and this is where you get found out.
Cock off.
What? Hey, whoa, what was that for?
No, Robin Cock. It's taking a knock.
Oh.
Oh, that rhymed.
Fuck!
What? Is in your fantasy team.
Fuck, word beginning with F.
How is that ever going to be the answer? That's not a thing, like a tangible thing, is it? How can I see that? Oh, look, there's fuck. Look, there's fuck.
But he has got the other side of him, and here is Broom off the crossbar.
My word. What a blockbuster finish that would have been. Goodness me.
Reed is adamant that it took a touch off a Leeds player, and the referee, Stuart Atwell, agrees. It's a corner kick. And look at this, Billy. Here comes Emmanuel Riviere.
Too right. Riviere is a giant. You have to throw caution to the wind in these kinds of scenarios. A point is on the line. Why not? That's what I say.
Ashwood City packing the Leeds United box. Just Marko Nipic sits outside of it.
I wouldn't want to be the Croatian if Leeds turn this ball over, let me tell you.
Absolutely, Billy. Broom stands over the corner kick, bellowing at his teammates to find space. In it comes, towards Riviere. The Frenchman can't quite get his head on it. Ayling gets it out, but only as far as Nipic, who sends it back to Kieran Broom, who has another go and finds Amadou 4-4.
Mission impossible, no such thing. Once again, it's that near post, and once again, Ashwood City have exploited it. An imperfect corner routine. Such tenacity, though, to keep the ball alive.
That's Amadou's second of the day, and Ashwood City's fourth. And they have ripped 3 points away from Leeds United in some style.
It's fucking stupid, this.
What is?
This season, it's just gone all silly.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Aston Villa winning 7-2, Tottenham not fucking up a 6-1 lead, and now Ashwood 4, Leeds 4.
Yeah, and?
Oh, it's just, you know, it's just a bit hard to believe.
It's all a bit far-fetched.
Hey, far-fetched,
what do you mean,
does it?
Hard to believe?
I'm just saying, it's just a bit unrealistic, you know?
Woody, I don't know about you, mate, but we are currently living in reality. Yeah, you know, that was an actual thing that actually happened.
Why is your car always sparkling clean?
Because I care about things I own.
Then you own 15% of this place.
Yeah, but now, no, hey, that's different.
Can I get a lift, pal?
Yeah, sure, but where's your car? How did you get here?
I don't remember, you know. I think I might have slept in my office again.
I'll give you a lift if you want.
Jess, how many points do you have on your licence? Is it more or less than West Brom?
Oh, not sure, actually.
Well, then no thank you. I'll go with a big man.
Who's that lot over there?
Over where?
Look, the bunch of people in Leeds United shirts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's probably just some fans breaking the social distancing measures.
They're in full kits.
Yeah, full kit wankers. Hey, what can you do? Anyway, let's head off.
Is that Bielsa?
Woody, come on.
Ooh, fancy glove compartment there. It's just got a wee blue light on it. Look. Ooh.
Hey, don't touch stuff.
Ow.
So, Monday morning, there's a multi-department meeting which you're going to need to be at, Patrick. Oh, my God, Fat Cat!
Oh, don't start
that. You got
again.
It!
Yes!
Well
Come
done,
on.
You! All right, Jess, your turn now.
Right, I spy with my little...
No!
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.